Today on Annenberg Radio News.
Let us in! Let us in! Let us in!
Not your typical school board meeting. Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to Annenberg Radio News. For Tuesday, March 10, 2009, I'm Brooke Sydney Gavins. Right now, thousands of teachers, parents, and students are rallying at the Los Angeles Unified School District board meeting. The protesters caused so much commotion that the board meeting had to be moved to a different chamber. More than 8,000 teachers and school employees are at risk of receiving layoff notices. The board wants to fix a looming $718 million budget gap with state staff cuts. And now we check in with ARN's Jessica Connor to see what's going on at the meeting.
There were a lot of teachers, parents, and school administrators today inside the board meeting. Because there were so many people here today, most people were moved to LAUSD's cafeteria to watch the board meeting from there. But inside, the energy was high. Everyone was applauding when UTLA members were speaking to the board about how losing teachers will affect LA schools and students. One parent I spoke to was even crying during the meeting. She has a child with special needs, and her child's program may be cut. But today, the board did decide to reduce the amount of forced notices to both permanent and non-permanent employees.
So, Jessica, did the teachers actually disrupt the meeting as promised?
Yes, they did, in fact, cause a disruption. One person I talked to said it was so rowdy that board members could not even say a word for the first 10 minutes. UTLA members were speaking loudly and voicing their opinions and pretty much overwhelming the entire room. According to UTLA, around 40 people were arrested, and the scene was so chaotic that they told the media to leave, or else they would be arrested themselves. And also, right now, UTLA members are marching around LAUSD with signs saying, "Cuts hurt kids." Book Sydney, back to you.
Well, thank you, Jessica. The Los Angeles City Council showed support today for a federal bill that would replace the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy for gay soldiers. The Military Readiness Enhancement Act of 2009 would end discrimination based on sexual orientation. Councilman Bill Rosendahl, who is a veteran and now openly gay, sponsored a resolution to support the bill. The current bill restricts gay, lesbian, and bisexual soldiers from openly serving in the military. Today marks the 100th day of Supervisor Mark Ridley Thomas's first term as county supervisor. Ridley Thomas is still working to reopen the Martin Luther King Jr. Harbor Hospital. Bringing the hospital back was his biggest election promise, but he hasn't revealed many details about how he plans to get there. Renovating the hospital will cost at least $200 million, and it's unclear who would run the new facility. Supporters of Tibet and the Dalai Lama marched downtown today to protest the occupation of Tibet by the Chinese government and to remember the Dalai Lama's flight into exile 50 years ago, Richie Dushan reports.
Tibetan monks chant a common Tibetan prayer for the Dalai Lama and world peace. When they're through with the prayer in front of LA City Hall, they begin to march. 50 years ago this week, Tibetans stood up to protest China's occupation of Tibet that began in 1950. The protest and the subsequent Chinese crackdown turned violent. Many Tibetans were killed, and the Dalai Lama and his government have been in exile in India since. Che Nyokin fled Tibet in 1960 for nearby Bhutan. He landed in Southern California in the early 70s. Nyokin says the protest today is about China trying to deprive Tibetans of their culture.
They are trying to eradicate us. They want to assimilate us. They want to sinicize us. And they want to make us like the rest in China. And we're not Chinese. They know it, but they are trying very hard to make us Chinese.
The Chinese government denies trying to destroy Tibetan culture and accuses the Dalai Lama of trying to rally support for separatism in China. The Tibetan cause has been a sensitive topic for the United States. The Obama administration has yet to weigh in on the issue of Tibetan autonomy. Richie Dushan, Annenberg Radio News.
The Legislative Analyst's Office announced today that California will receive about $31 billion in stimulus money over the next 3 years. The governor's office also projected an additional $20 billion if the state pursues more grants. The money will go toward education, health care, and transportation projects. A man was hit by a train this morning and is in the hospital with critical injuries. At 9:15 a.m., a Metrolink commuter train leaving L.A. for Lancaster hit the 55-year-old man. The train operators had no idea they hit anyone until they were contacted by the sheriff's department. It is unknown why the man was wandering on the tracks in the first place. A small earthquake shook Chino Hills around 6:40 this morning. The U.S. Geological Survey says the 3.1 magnitude quake was centered about 35 miles east of downtown L.A. There have been no reports of injury or damage. A 5.4 earthquake hit the same area last July, causing minor bumps and bruises to windows and water mains. Tonight should be clear or partly cloudy with lows in the high 40s. Tomorrow will be cloudy with highs in the mid-60s and a chance of rain, with lows in the mid-40s. And Thursday, we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine with highs in the mid-60s. Later on Annenberg Radio News, President Obama unveils his new education platform. Find out how he plans to make sure U.S. students get what they need. The Bus Riders Union met today to demand that L.A. become more bus-friendly, ARN's Marie Cunningham reports.
Members of the Bus Riders Union gathered at the corner of Western and Wilshire in Koreatown today to call for the Metropolitan Transit Authority to improve the county's bus transportation system. Over the next 30 years, the MTA will receive about $8 billion to improve LA County's bus system through Measure R, which voters approved last November. Esperanza Martinez is a BRE representative. She says MTA is not fulfilling the needs of its riders.
Currently, the plan that MTA staff is presenting is not going to cut it. Because while we're calling for an expansion of service, they're calling for reductions in service. While we are asking for the MTA board to reverse the 2007 fare increase, MTA staff is proposing fare increases for the next 30 years.
That 2007 fare increase put a monthly bus pass at $62. The BRU wants the MTA to roll back the cost of a monthly pass to $52. But Jose Ubaldo, an MTA representative, says that for now, riders are still paying the lower monthly bus fee.
We promise if the Measure R were approved like it did in November, we will freeze the fare increase and for 1 year for the general population and for students, for elders, and for disability, we'll be doing for the next 5 years.
Judy Redman relies solely on MTA buses for her transportation. She says fare hikes mean less money to spend on basic necessities.
I basically had to get a second job to pay for a bus pass. It's either that or debate whether to buy groceries.
In addition to reduced fares, the BRU's proposal calls for the addition of 500 new county buses to reduce overcrowding and wait times and expand night and weekend service. The plan designates $150 million for the expansion of bus-only lanes throughout LA County. Right now, riders like Redman say it takes too long to get where they need to go.
Approximately an hour and a half from Culver City to South Los Angeles due to the fact that buses only run every hour. By car, it's probably 20 minutes.
Woodrow Coleman has been riding MTA buses for almost 20 years. For him, it's the overcrowding that makes his commute difficult.
Well, there's no place to sit. A lot of times, it's no place to stand. But, you know, you're up against somebody else, somebody's breathing, you know. And when it comes to time to get out, there's no place to get out.
According to the BRU, an expansion of LA County's bus system would create more than 2,500 local jobs. Marie Cunningham, Annenberg Radio News.
Even though the issue of immigration reform hasn't been on everyone's radar lately, a local organization wants to make laws that will protect immigrant families. Janelle Burdett has a story of one man who is facing separation from his family.
Santiago Mendez has been in the United States for 17 years as an undocumented immigrant. 2 years ago, he was arrested by the Highway Patrol, and now he is facing deportation back to Mexico. Mendez says that his ordeal has taken a psychological toll on his children. If he is forced to go back, his family will be torn apart.
I need to take care of the children, my children.
His 13-year-old daughter, Yolanda, shares his fear.
Me and my brother have been suffering a lot. We just want him to stay here with us and to not go anywhere.
Mendez gathered with members of the Adopt an Immigrant program today to call on President Obama to reform immigration laws. They asked the president to enact laws that will keep immigrant families together and provide citizenship for parents that have already been deported.
Obama is our president for the Latinos right now because he promised a lot of things to us. So we're waiting this change in immigration laws so our children stop being affected.
Millions of children are in similar situations, facing the deportation of a parent. President Obama has not addressed the issue of immigration reform in his first weeks in office. Mendez is scheduled to go before an immigration judge later this month for a final decision on his case. Janelle Burdett, Annenberg Radio News.
School officials from Los Angeles Unified School District are in Washington today for meetings on education reform. And Obama finally gave details on his education platform. Timothy Beckworth reports.
In a speech this morning, President Obama revealed his new education plans. He proposed rewarding good teachers with extra pay. Teachers' unions have been against a merit-based pay system for many years. They argue it would spark too much competition between teachers. Obama also suggested lengthening both the school day and the school year to keep up with schools in countries around the world. Obama acknowledged that some of his proposals will be unpopular, but said that a far-reaching overhaul of the nation's education system is long overdue. Timothy Beckworth, Annenberg Radio News.
More than 8,000 teachers could be getting layoff notices, but not before they've had their say. Beth Palkovic was at the school board meeting, and she tells us what went down.
These are the angry voices of LAUSD teachers, parents, and union workers. They were waving signs and chanting until they were heard. And they were heard. Sort of.
Nothing was accomplished. The UTLA disrupted the meeting. They had to cancel it. It's in closed doors now. So the communication was completely obliterated.
So what happened?
The UTLA wouldn't let the board members talk or conduct their meeting. So they decided to have closed doors. And then if we didn't leave, we were all going to be arrested.
So why are parents like Jenny Savitsky risking arrest? Well, they say cutting teachers hurts their children. Inside the meeting, school board president Monica Garcia said no one wants to fire teachers, but that the Board of Education is in a pickle and is forced to make tough choices. The LAUSD faces a $700 million deficit for the coming year and says the plan to lay off close to 9,000 teachers and employees is the only option. Susan Gossman is the president of a clerical workers union. She says the state does have other options.
They haven't said anything about cutting at the very top. They haven't said anything about cutting the salaries of the real bureaucracy, which are the people on the top floor of this building. There's a lot of things that could be done.
Notices will be sent out on March 15th, but we won't actually know who of those will lose their jobs until July 1st. Beth Palkovic, Annenberg Radio News.
Today's a big day for education news. We have Obama's speech outlining his education strategy, and hitting closer to home, there's a $700 million LAUSD budget shortfall and pending teacher layoffs. Earlier today, I spoke with John Rogers of UCLA's Institute for Democracy, Education, and Access, called IDEA, about LAUSD and California's education crisis.
Well, LAUSD is kind of caught in the short term, at least. Because most of the major funding decisions are set at the state level at this point. And when the state creates severe and sustained reduction to overall education funds, it's going to impact LAUSD's overall budget, and that in turn is going to impact the budget for teachers. Now, teachers with salary and benefits represent roughly two-thirds of your overall budget. So if you are going to cut somewhere in the neighborhoods of 8 to 10% of your education budget, there's no way to do that without not impacting your teaching force.
How did the budget shortfall get so big?
Well, again, I think it's important to think both short-term and long-term. So we just recently had a budget shortfall that grew to over $40 billion, and that's the shortfall that led to this recent round of cuts that will play out over the next 18 months. But it's important to note that there's been an education deficit that's been growing in California for over 30 years now, since Proposition 13 was passed in 1978, which undercut the solvency of California's education finance system. And since then, California has gone from being in the top tier of states in the amount of resources that it applies to its public schools to being near the very bottom. So we now rank 46th of all the states in the amount of money we spend on each and every student. And that was true before this recent round of cuts.
What can Obama do to help California and LAUSD public schools?
Well, the president's stimulus package will help somewhat. There will be funds that are going to come through the federal stimulus package to California and then flow into Los Angeles schools. They will not be enough to make up for the cuts that are occurring this year and next year.
A lot of people are thinking, well, you know, why do the banks and the car makers get a bailout, but students in California public schools don't? Do you think that their education should get some sort of a bailout?
Well, that was the idea of the stimulus package. When the stimulus package was originally being debated in Congress, the initial proposals were to put far more money in designated that would go towards resources to each of the states to allow them to spend more money on education and more money on other critical services like police and fire. Much of those funds was cut away in the negotiations. It was seen as extraneous to the stimulus package. It was seen as excessive spending. And I think that was wrong-headed on a couple different levels. One is the public has a fundamental interest in the quality of its schools and the quality of other key public services. Two, if you don't get that federal money into California's public schools and Los Angeles public schools, it will mean that a number of positions are going to get lost, a number of teaching positions, a number of positions in firefighting and in police. Those positions are going to exacerbate the economic crisis that already exists. So it's bad education policy and it's bad fiscal policy not to provide as much federal stimulus to the states for public services as possible.
That was John Rogers, an education policy expert at UCLA. Now we check in with Katie Kim to find out what's coming up on Annenberg TV News at 6 p.m. on Trojan Vision.
Thanks, Brooke. Here are some of the top stories we're covering today. It was the best day on Wall Street this year with most stocks finishing up. But will this trend last? We speak with one expert who gives us his economic forecast and new developments in the Bernard Madoff case. His attorney now says he will plead guilty, find out how long his sentence could be. And are midterms making you feel like you're in a black hole? Well, there's hope for you, literally. We have a physicist, Stephen Hawking, on campus tonight, and he talks about why black holes may not be an eternal prison after all. For all these stories and so much more, tune in to Annenberg TV News at 6.
Today we had help from Dina Diaz, Jean-Luc Renault, Ryan Nunez, and Karen Marcus. That wraps it up for today. For all of us here at Annenberg Radio News, I'm Brooke Sidney Gavins.